Well, for a long time, we were really looking forward to today. This is the first weekend that we're opening up our church for more than 10 people at most of our masses. Still well below 25% capacity, spread out a lot, lots of restrictions and changes to keep everyone safe. But still, we're beginning to welcome some of our parishioners back home, and it's awesome. And secondly, it's my final Sunday here at Our Lady of Grace as your parochial vicar, as the Archbishop has assigned me to full-time studies at the Catholic University of America in Washington, D.C. So this weekend is a chance to say goodbye, and I'm happy to have my family here with me in the front there. Even my sister came out from the convent, my sister who's a sister. So welcome. And most importantly, it's Pentecost Sunday, the celebration of the descent of the Holy Spirit upon the church. And we might not think of it that often, but Pentecost actually is a huge celebration. Only Christmas and Easter are more important throughout the whole year, and it's a close call. So it's a massive celebration, deserves a massive celebration, and we were looking forward to just having great joy about that today. But after this week, we don't really get that. If you've watched the news at all this week or gone to Minneapolis at all, you know that this has been one of the most tragic and challenging weeks in our state's history. Like you, this week I watched in horror and outrage as not very far from here, an innocent man, George Floyd, was killed unjustly, callously, and brutally by someone who was supposed to protect him. And then I watched in disbelief and anger for a couple nights as our city burned, filled with chaos and terror, looking like a war zone. And there's a lot of things that I could say, and everyone has a different opinion about what's happening, what the real problems are, how to get justice for George Floyd, how to get peace. And people disagree about these things, and it can get very tense. This is a group of difficult issues, all tangled up together. I know Archbishop Hebda has been encouraging us to ask for Mary to pray for us, especially under the title of one of Pope Francis's favorite titles for Mary, Mary Undoer of Knots, that this whole situation in our city and our country is like a massive knot of several different ropes all tangled up together and cinched down tight. And we don't know how to fix it. We don't know where to begin. And I don't know all the answers. I don't know all that this city needs. But I do know one thing that we need. And that's what we celebrate today, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is what the apostles needed before they could be courageous and go out and preach Jesus Christ to the nations. The presence of the Holy Spirit that the first Christians felt gave them courage and guidance, and it gave them the unshakable knowledge that God was with them. When we think of the Holy Spirit, we think especially of the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit: wisdom, knowledge, understanding, good counsel, fortitude, piety, and fear of the Lord. We receive these gifts at our baptism. They're strengthened at the sacrament of confirmation, and they're also strengthened when we pray, when we ask for that grace. And right now, I think that those gifts of the Holy Spirit are what we need. Think of the gift of understanding, the ability to better understand another person, a person different from you, a person of a different race or with different opinions. How important that is in this time. The gift of wisdom, to have the wisdom to know what is most of value and how best to pursue it, how best to pursue justice, how best to achieve peace. We need that in this city and in this country. And also connected to wisdom is something else. Jesus says that the Holy Spirit convicts us of sin. And we might not like that. We don't like to be accused of sin. But all of our sins one day will be made evident at the last judgment. And it will go so much better for us if we become aware of them now and have time to work on them. So if there's anything that we are doing that we think is just fine, but in reality is sinful, we ought to want the Holy Spirit to reveal that to us. And with the crisis our city is in, it's good to ask if we have any part in it. Have my choices contributed in some small way to the hurt and resentment that so many are feeling? Of course, our natural tendency is to say, this is all someone else's fault. I didn't do anything. But that might be the problem, what we haven't done. I think at the Last Judgment, one of the big surprises will be sins of omission, the good that we could have done and should have done, but did not. Are there things that I could have done to make the city more just, more fair, more loving for all people, even people that I disagree with? Have I made an effort to help others, or have I only worried about myself? These are questions that we should ask ourselves, and we should ask the Holy Spirit to reveal this to us and to convict us of sin if we need it. And with that, we need another gift of the Holy Spirit, a gift of courage. Courage to change the things that need to change, change the things in society that need to change, to work for greater justice, the courage to change the things in us. And in addition to the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit, which I memorized in middle school, there's also the fruits of the Holy Spirit. Those are mentioned in Galatians, and they are what will result if we live by the gifts of the Holy Spirit. As I said, I have the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit memorized. There are 12 fruits of the Holy Spirit, I think. I don't quite have them all at the tip of my tongue anymore. Sorry, Mom. But I do know that one of them is peace. Peace. That's something that we sorely need. Peace in our city, on our streets, peace in our interactions with one another, and peace within our own hearts so that we can act with peace and be an instrument of God's peace. Brothers and sisters, as we come before the Lord today, let's ask him for these gifts, all these gifts of the Holy Spirit, and especially the greatest gift, the one that makes us most like God, charity, love. One of the most hopeful notes this past week has been seeing the way so many people have come out in the mornings to help clean up the streets and the businesses, to help fix things, doing what they can to bring peace and love. So let's ask the Holy Spirit for the strength to be people of peace and love. Indeed, to be instruments or agents of the peace of God, as St. Francis of Assisi said, a peace built on justice. Let me close with that famous prayer by St. Francis. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. It is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Come, Holy Spirit.